I'm going to be reading from John, the 6th chapter, this morning. Then Jesus climbed a hill and sat down with his disciples around him. It was nearly time for the Jewish Passover celebration. Jesus soon saw a huge crowd coming to look for him. Turning to Philip, he asked, "Where can we buy bread to feed all these people?" He was testing Philip, for he already knew what he was going to do. Philip replied, "Even if we worked for months, we wouldn't have enough money to feed them." Then Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "There's a young boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good is that with this huge crowd?" "Tell everyone to sit down," Jesus said. So they all sat down on the grassy slopes. The men alone numbered about 5,000. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks to God, and distributed them to the people. Afterward, he did the same with the fish, and they all ate as much as they wanted. After everyone was full, Jesus told his disciples, "Now gather the leftovers so that nothing is wasted." So they picked up the pieces and filled 12 baskets with scraps left by the people who had eaten from the 5 barley loaves. Sometimes it seems like anxiety is the default emotion of our times. The new year is a time to embrace the gospel's new normal of engagement. In faithful risk, lives characterized by holiness and trust in the presence of the gospel power. Addictions that we have that try to fill up those spaces in us are abnormalities that kill, but they're so easy to fall into. The new normal requires sustained intentionality. You know, sometimes I just let days go by without a plan. When I do that, at the end of the day, I think, what did I do today? I don't have a feeling of accomplishment. It seems like the time was just wasted. Even though I know I've gotten a lot done, it's not like when you have a plan and you can check things off. That's a good feeling at the end of the day. A good word for our new year is intentionality. And not just being intentional about checking off tasks off of a list, but an intentionality to trust God for providing generously for more than enough, more than we need. We tend to think there's not going to be enough. You know, we get anxious because we think we're not going to be able to handle whatever comes our way, you know. It's just going to be too much, or we're not going to have enough. There's always that fearing that we're not going to have enough. And I think that's probably especially true for those of us that didn't grow up with much, then we're, you know, if the things were really scarce when you're growing up, you always kind of have that fallback mode of worrying that could it be that way again, you know, no matter how good things may seem now. But let's remember that word for the year, intentionality. Intention to trust in God to provide whatever we need. Intention to trust God to fill us with his Spirit and to guide us wherever we go and whatever we do. Jesus certainly had intention when he gave his life so that we could share that life with him. It wasn't like a last minute thing. Oh, you know what? I guess they're going to kill me. Uh-oh, you know. It was like he knew all along he had a plan, and that was his plan, his intention to lay down his life for us. So let's remember that same purpose, that same intentionality this year as we serve him and trust him completely. Will you remember that as we eat this meal together?